happen. Okay. Alright. Sit down.
So you got a question, not to Shabbos, I'm talking and tying things on Shabbos. He's a lot of the Sahiris. So interesting how the Poshim bring it down. The Rambam Hilchos Eidos, the Rambam discusses that a person does a Avero, he's possible to Eidos. So he said, Dafkin Avero that people know. However, the fact that people do not know it's a Shegeg, you have to warn them to make sure they're a Mezit. Says the Rambam, I'll give you an example, what things that people do not know. One example, Ketzad. Shuel Koshu Mati B'Shabbos. You see someone untie things on Shabbos. Tzrichim Ladir Shizechel Shabbos. You have to tell them why. Tzmei Roiv Ha'am Ein Yoidim B'Zer. Roiv Klal Yisrael do not know the Melacha of Koshu Mati on Shabbos. This is the example people don't know. It's brought down that way in the Torah in Hilchos Koshu Mishpot, Sim Lama Dalad. The Mechaber brings down these words, word for word. The person do not know the end of Koshu Mati. Roiv Klal Yisrael don't know it. The Vosh Aruch HaShulchan needs the hearers. The Sameach brings down the Shilta a different Gersa by the Sugya and Sanhedrin, by the Sugya Yog Vayavar. The Gemara says there are three things Yog Vayavar, but let's say that a guy tells Yid the Shuya Araksid Masani to change his shoelace. Also Yog Vayavar, the Pasha that the Mepharshim learned, that we should learn, change black to red. Where the Shilta, the Gersa is, the Shilta has, is they told you to untie your shoe on Shabbos. So the Shulta, people don't know about it, it's a mitzvah kala, people untie their shoes on Shabbos, and for that is Yog Vayava, that's the example that Gemara is saying that needs to hear us about the mitzvah kala, what's the big deal? You don't think it's Yog Vayava, and the guy's coming to untie your shoe on Shabbos. You think the Olam over here knows the lochas of, everyone here knows, Koshe Mata, but it's also, this is a question for the Olam, I allowed to do Koshe Mata and Chalamoid. Chalamoid and Chuslar no one seems to know about the whole entire thing in general. But let's say that, so everyone knows the Inim Chalamoid, you can't do Malacha Chalamoid. I allowed to do Koshe Mata on Chalamoid. Stop, can you make it tie? Let's say you hold on Shabbos, you can't make it tie. Can you make it tie on Chalamoid? Let's say you don't want to tie your shoes on Shabbos. More 24 hours. Allowed to tie your shoes more 24 hours on Chalamoid? Let's say even the Inim over here knows it. I'll leave that as a question. The Menesh Chai, when he starts with Koshe, he says another reason why to be Zor, besides Rav Am does know about it. Mice says, this is regular, a person, very easily they do it constantly all the time, it's regular, the other one's going to be the same, they tie the shoes, they make the tie, what they do, therefore it's another reason why needs the hearers for it. And Mechaim is Akdomo to Shoyna Halachas, very interesting Akdomo. He says, when you learn Halachas, certain Malachas are very hard to know. Now, if I would say which Malachas is the hardest one to know, I'd say Baruch Mishravli, Eni Bishol, Mukso. The words of Chaim Knievsky, La'aval kol simen shinyat zayin, impi halacha v'sharatzin, v'gam acha ina mavol, have a suffer godol m'yodea ha'iti maskanis halacha. It's a suffer godol, Chaim is saying it's a suffer godol, after you learn simen shinyat zayin, if you actually know what to do. So the end of Kosher, Mechaba says, from the Rambam, Rav Klai so does know, the Ben Ishchai says, Maisa, we're rogel to do it, therefore it leads to problems, and even after you learn it's a suffer godol, if you actually even know what to do. With that akdomo, let's start with the sugya of Kosher. I heard a Maisa that the Atlas over the Satmar Rebbe. He used to put on his talis on Shabbos. Halacha is during the week he's supposed to be mafrid the tzitzis. So Shabbos, when you put it during the week, when you put it on, you put it over the shoulders to be mafrid it. And then if you saw they were untied, you would tighten it. On Shabbos, you put it over a shtender to make a chokah not to tighten on Shabbos. When you tighten your tzitzis on Shabbos, it's only issur deraisa. Therefore, on Shabbos you do it over a shtender, and on Shabbos during the week you do it on the shoulders. Fine. The second guy to kosher, the Mishnah starts off. There's an end of kshir that you chay for it. Kasha gemolim, kasha asfonim. The Gemara points out does not mean the boat itself needs the sailor knots and the camel knots. So the Gemara goes on saying the three different levels that you chayiv and the poto in the case can be motor. The Mishnah after brings down this end of the thing you chayiv brings down kim shu chayiv al kshirosim kach hu chayiv al tiosim. You chayiv just like on the kosher, also on the matir. So first, what does it mean Yechayiv mitzad the matir shaboy? The Amor brings down the same halacha, and the kshir Yechayiv for the matir. We had numerous malachas, for example, by Korea, is Korea amnas lit for or not? Mishnah says Korea is amnas lit for. We have Soysa amnas livnois, we have Mochik amnas lichtoiv. Is matir dafka amnas lichtshur or not amnas lichtshur? Bei Soysa of Dakimoyes, it brings down the shaylo, Taisvus and Dafayin Gimel and Aleph, is Mesopik, Dafayin Dal, he wants to make a machlokes between Rashi, the Rach, what exactly the halacha is? Do you need a matter of nas liksha, not of nas liksha, but even nisr deraisa? The Rosh in Perek Zayin in Sim Vav, his maskana is, Lamaisa, you do need Amnas Likshur. You need to be on the condition to tie. That means, again, what's the Malacha Mati? Is Mati untying? Or is the Malacha Mati preparing for Kosher, for tying? Machlokes, the Rosh understands the definition of Mati is not untying. The definition of Mati is preparing to be a Maisa of Kshira. Now, the Shlomo Zalman, the way I explains it, let's say you untie your shoe and you plan to tie it next time. Is that a Mati Amnas Likshur? So the Shlomo Zalman, no. The Soda Mati Amnas Likshur is preparing for tying. If you're untying because you want to take your shoe off, and later on you're tying it, it's not being preparing for tying. You're untying it, take it off now. Later on you're tying it to wear your shoe. So the Soda Mati Amnas Likshur, the Sadri Machmer, or the Sadri says Amnas Likshur, the Rosh, is preparing to tie. If you're untying and later on you're tying, there's no Shaykh to Mati Amnas Likshur. Fine, so we have the Rosh Shita as being Mati Amnas Likshur. Lavush over here, Lalocha brings down Mata Amnas Likshur b'Shabbos. It sounds like you have to be preparing to be Maisa Kshira on Shabbos. Hagam, we saw the Alocha and Simchat Shemem, the Bialocha being down to Megodim by the case of Korea and by Moichik, he says does not be Amnas Likhtoy for on Shabbos. He says it can be Amnas Likhtoy in general, not Amnas Likhtoy on Shabbos. But by Maisa, we have this Rosh Shita that says Moichik has to be Amnas Matas me Amnas Likshur. Now, we Be'ikru had a shalom, once you hold this Amnas Likshur, if you hold that way, we had a machlokes that poskim by Korea, is it Amnas Lasakin or Amnas Teufer? He also, when you say Mat Amnas Likshur, is it Amnas Likshur or Amnas Lasakin? So over there by Korea and by Moichik, we have three different shitas, wrote down on the poskim, is it Nidavka Amnas, or is Amnas Lasakin, Amnas Litfor, or Amnas Lasakin? Or the Sam Sefer, or the Nishmas Adam want to say, you will depend on Machlokes between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, Malacha, Ezekiel Gufa is Potter. He also is Potter. Same thing by this case. Maisi, look over here. If you go with the Rosh and Mahalach, it's also the same exact Machlokes, the place you're going to vow with. The Sam Sefer want to say, it depends upon Machlokes between Shimon and Rabbi Huda. The Bialach over here, the Shita says, no. Bialach says, the Simchat man, I already proved the fact Korea and Zamnas Lasakin. He also want to say, Matya over here is Dafka Amnas Lasakin. Fine. The Maisa says nothing. Says nothing. Right. That Tosfos is the kasha, is right. Why is left out from the Mishnah? Fine, you have to answer the kasha. You have to deal with the kasha. Fine. The Maisa comes out. Mishbura brings raya. Even if you hold like the Rosh, you want to say you need Amnas Asake, not Amnas Likshur. However, the Bialocha, his Ikim Aloch is no, we do not go like the Rosh. He wants to say the Das Yochid, he says the Rambam, the Smag, you have no Rai from the Rabbeinu Chanan and Rashi. He wants to tie to the Ikim Aloch is you do not need Amnas Likshur, one time that could be saying from the Mishnah, it's left out from the Mishnah. So fine, the Ikim Aloch, the Mishruah's Pesach is that we need Matis, Shalom Nas Likshur, still Yechai for it. And he ends off, even if you hold Amnas Likshur, who cares, get it Amnas Lasaki, the Shitosoi. Fine. So let's move to the second point of the Mishnah. The Mishnah ends off making a third point, being that Rameyah, as I said, Kol Kesher Shuyoch Latirab Aks Miyadov Ein Chayna Olov. Now what those words mean, Machlok Shushonim and Achoinim, really depends how you learn the Mishnah, Dr. Yigimel and Aleph, what's Rabbi Yehuda mean by case of Maisa Vaniva. However, Stam Lalocho, there's a Shaila, the Olim Sobei Seisa, the Dr. Moshe, is the Chachamim arguing on Rameyah or not? Is Rameyah saying Pshat in the Chachamim, or Rameyah arguing the Chachamim? The Ritva says Rameyah is saying Pshat in the Chachamim. However, the Maaseh, the Rambam in Mishnayis, and the Rav Mishnayis, and Bialocha Mizan, the Chum and the Meir are arguing. And therefore, says the Pesachim, once they're arguing, we pass like the Chumim. Therefore, Mishmur says, Alocha Maaseh, it does not make a difference whether you can undo it with one hand. You cannot undo it with one hand, because once we say the Chum arguing on the Meir, and once you pass like the Chumim, makes no difference whether you can undo it with one hand or not. The Maaseh, we go like the Chumim. So again, so instead of our Mishnah, we hold that it does not make a difference whether it's one hand or not. Mishabua says, Mata Shalom Aslik Shechayib, and so leaves Amnas Lasakin. The next Mishnah comes along and says, Akshom, that you're not Chayib upon it. In fact, the Gemara, not Chayib, and the Maisa, part of a lawsuit, and Voida says, the Akshom, that you can be Mutter. Sounds like it's zero. So the Gemara says, there are three different levels. The level you can be Chayib for, the level you can be part of a lawsuit, and the level you can be Mutter. Where the Gemara goes on to Kufti Bezim and Alphins and a Braiso, by a case of Nalam and Sandalayim, by sandals and shoes, which the chiluk between the two, says the Ritva, is that shoes are soft leather and sandals are hard leather. That's the chiluk between the two. The one time we have a Braiso that says Yechayim, one Braiso says Pata Velosa, one Braiso says Motor. The Gemara says there's a Nafkamid between the three. There are three different levels. All levels are Chayim. The level will be Pata Velosa, the level will be Motor. The Gemara of example says by Nailayim, in the case of a Ushbuchi, that the Uman himself is making the Ritzuas to go inside the shoe of the Nailayim. The case is Yechayev, why? Because you tie it up to the shoe, you leave it there, La'olam, there's Yechayev for it. Mash'enken, you have a case of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon is part of a lawsuit. What's the case of the Rabbanon? Machalik Shushayim. Rashi understands, Rabbanon leave it loose. They're not Mephonics. Rabbanon are not Mephonics. Like if they have a chuzah, they have to untie it every day. Rabbanon leave it loose. Therefore, since they leave it loose, they'll slip it on and off. And once in a while, by case of tit, they'll have to untie it. Otherwise, leave it loose. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach through a case of the Rabbanon is what they bring down for the Rishita. The Rabbanon is that they will go to sleep. They go to sleep. Friday night, they'll untie the shoe. Shabbos morning, they'll tie the shoe. Then the whole entire week, they will not go to sleep in the bed. The gisibo yom of a laila, they'll stay up all the whole entire week. They wear the shoes the whole entire week. Friday night, shenim shubachas. Even Friday night, they'll untie the shoes, and therefore they'll leave it on the whole week. Otherwise, the mechuzah will take it off every night. In the case of a bun, leave it on, it'll be a part of a lawsuit. If you tie it on Friday, plan to leave it on all week, that'll be a case of a part of a lawsuit. Tie it Shabbos morning for next Friday night, that's a case of a part of a lawsuit. So that's the case of a bun. If you have Rashi Malach, they're mefunik. They're not mephonic, they leave their shoes untied, which stam is a riot, they can slip off and your shoes back both, your shoelaces are tied. Don't, because unless you're mephonics. Agav also, the Gemara says, Isha chosal tsairo. Isha has chosal tsairo. That may have been the oven. Fine. Otherwise, mephonics, they're mechuzah, they take off the shoes every single day. Those are the three levels. Now, in these three levels, that the Gemara is very clear, there are three mahalkim among the Rishonim, what the three levels are. There could be Rashi Shita, Udi'ime, there could be the Rambam, the Rif, Udi'ime, and then there could be the Reim Shita. Three different Shitas, what the Gemara says, Shat in the Gemara, and Halacha, all three are brought down. The first Shita, Rashi in the Sugya, is very clear. Rashi says, La'olam is Chayiv, L'zman is Potav Al-Osir, and L'yoyim is Gemi Mutter. Those are three levels. And among the Rishonim, Reim Rishonim, over 20 different Rishonim go this way, the Amor brings it down. This Malach La'olam again is going to be Chayiv, part of a loss of the Rabban, part of a loss of Lizman, and Liyam is Motor. Now the question is, what's La'olam, what's Lizman, and what's Liyam? You have to define all three. So let's take the first thing. What is La'olam? La'olam Yechayiv. What is La'olam? So you read the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef itself has four Shitas, what La'olam is. But, among the Pesachim, there are five Shitas. But the Beis Yosef himself has La'olam, he has four different options. One option he brings out for the Rebbeinu Peres, the Kolboy, the Orchis Chaim, that 8 days is La'olam. People say it's La'olam, so the Rishonim say 8 days. Definition of La'olam is 8 days, one malach. A second malach, the Beis Yosef, which he himself seemed to paskin with, 30 days is Nichol Neged of La'olam. A third malach he brings out from the Rebbeinu Rucham, that 6 months is Nichol Neged of La'olam. The way the Mogar Rum goes and the Chayadim brings it down 3 times, a Zman Oruch is La'olam. And the way how the ik of the place can go, the Mishabura brings it down like 6 different times, the Gedur is, La'olam is, La'olam. Anything less La'olam, you have a reason to undo it, will not be Nichol Neged of La'olam. For example, let's say you become president, and every 4 years they change, you put up a ribbon when you're president for every 4 years, after 8 years. If after 8 years you untie it, Mishabura, that's not La'olam. If you're 8 years, 10 years, you have a reason you untie it, that's Lizman. The Gedur, according to Mishnah Brua, is La'olam. La'olam means La'olam. If you have a reason to untie it, that you get untied, for, again, for a reason, not something you decide to, but you have a reason untied, that's Nichol Neged, that's Dindur Rabbanon. So again, among the Mephoshim, there are going to be different Mahalchim, and there are sometimes the place on Mephosh is either 6 months or more than that, but if you read the Mishnah Brura over and over and over, he writes together, La'olam means La'olam, that's where the Ikka the place can go, La'olam means La'olam. Now, what is the Ged of Lizman? Lizman's part of a lawsuit. Now, there are two stages to Lizman. When did Lizman start, and when did Lizman end? Now, when did Lizman end? Really depends. If you go like the Rebbeinu Peres, the Beis Yosef brings down, that La'olam is 8 days, Lizman is 7 days. If you go, the La'olam is like the Mishnah Brura, is La'olam, then Lizman is anything less than La'olam. Anything, it can be 40 years, 30 years. You have a set reason to undo it. That's also Nichol Neged, that's the ending point of Lizman. What's the beginning point of Lizman? Where to start? So again, let's stick with the Mishnah Brura. Go with the Mishnah Brura, the ending point of Lizman is as long as Nal Oilam. 10 years later, if you undo it every 10 years, that's Nichol Neged of Lizman. Where the starting point of Lizman? So also the Beis Yosef of different Mahalchim. The way how most Achoinim go is that Nichol, anything more than 1 day is Lizman. The way the Taz explains it, because 1 day is not Nichol in the number of Lizman. More than 1 day, when he starts a time limit. Once there's a time limit to the thing itself, that's Nichol Lizman. Less than a day is not even Lizman. That's time that you do undo it right away. But the Gedur is more than 1 day is Nichol Neged. That's why Rachoinim, Rishbua, a also means out that's ikal alochem. The kitzur, the grass, they go with one day. After the same if looking at Ben Ruchem, also Beis Yosef brings down, he says it's 3 days, the Azrua says 4 days, and the Beis Yosef himself, Be'ikr, says the Gedur is 7 days. Nichol and Lizman, when Lizman starts, is 7 days. So it comes out, the Mishabua, if he gets a Sifdalad over there, he'll say, Laloch Lamaisa, the Ikr, he says, is 1 day. However, he says, B'mokam HaTzorach, he has a Sod Gadol, B'mokam HaTzorach is 7 days. B'mokam HaTzorach is 7 days, so we have to define what Tzorach is. But Maisa Mishabua says the ending point of Lizman is less than La'olam. The starting point of Lizman, he says, the Ikr din is 1 day, and Mokam HaTzorach is 7 days. Now, how do you define 7 days or 1 day? You have to define both of them. Let's say Mokam HaTzorach is 7 days. For example, let's say you tie your shoe Shabbos morning. Some people tie it Shabbos morning. They take it off, they slip it off, or they put it on, they'll untie it to retie it. So let's say you put on your shoe Shabbos morning. You tie it. You don't go to sleep that afternoon, but Shabbos, you slip them off. Comes next Shabbos, Friday afternoon, you want to put them on, you want to untie them. What is the gedder of 7 days? Is it until 7 days? Is it wave of 7 days? For example, is it 6 days and 13 hours? Is it seven days, ace la ace? Or is it until 7 days? You have three options. Is it until seven, mixes of seven, or wave of seven, or kol of seven? The whole seven, ace la ace, is really four options. So come on, Mepharsh, and they're being arrived from the case of Rabbanon. What's the case of Rabbanon? They put on the shoes Shabbos morning. They took them off Friday night, and that's example of Tosser. So you see, you do not need seven Me'es La'es to be Oyvin Esser. That means, again, if someone puts on this tie Shabbos morning, and Erev Shabbos wants to untie it, or your shoes wants to untie it, the Chor, that's Nichon together, you do not need Me'es La'es to be Oyvin Esser. That's clear. That's Mepharsh. We see through Rabbanon. The Gemara's case of Rabbanon, according to the read that Mepharsh is bringing down, is that they tied the shoes Shabbos morning to Rabbanon, and they untied it Friday night. That's not Me'es La'es. What about even less than Meis Leis? Do you need Rav or Miksas? So, Baruch Shabbos, or the Al Mashulish, they're Masupik. The Meisim, before Eilu Shabbos, so the Prima got to bring down. The Eilu Shabbos says, when it says Zayin 7 days, it says Eilu Shabbos, it means Ad V'loy Abachlal. It means until 7. 1 second into 7 is also. Prima got to bring down these words. He says, that when it says until 7 days, Lav Dafko, is Mutal Adchila until less than 7. That means when it says 7, it has to be less than 7, until 7. Does not mean counting any parsec, not 1 second, not mixus, not roiv. Even though the Alma Shulish and the Orcha Shabbos and the Mesopic, it's Mephor Shapim Godom and Erlo Shabbos that says black and white, they get it at Veloy Abakla until 7 days and not counting 1 second over the 7th day. Oh no, that the Taz discusses, which Pshan the Gemara, but that's the Gemara says also. I have a cashew, the ones that the one do things that are also for Limud HaTorah. I don't know, right? Fine, Taz. Well, that's the gedder of what 7 days. What is the gedder of 1 day? Is 1 day, for example, let's say you tie your shoes right by Shalosh Shudis and you want to untie Motzei Shabbos. So next day ready. Is that ready? Oyvin Isser? So the Yaakov Yosef brings down the Ben Yonah says, yeah, you're Oyvin Isser ready. It's more than 1 day. However, that's not the Pashas. The Torah Shabbos brings down the Gedder 12 hours. However, the Mishabura brings down for the Pimagodim. The place can say the Gedder is 24 hours. 24 hours. Anything that is 24 hours, less 24 hours, is less than a day. Anything more than 24 hours is more than a day. So it comes out, what is the Gedder according to the Mishabura? That is Mutter. Less than 24 hours is Mutter. More than 24 hours is also Mirka Din. But Mokum HaTzorach until 7 days. Until 7 days. Now just to ask Akasha, if you go back to Simon Shin Yudalad and Sif Yud, over there the Mechaber is discussing you have a kesher wrapped around a tanu or a kli that's mechubel karko. The loch over there is that you can untie it, but you cannot cut the rope, or you cannot unravel the rope. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Because the reason why you can untie it, he says, because you're only going to untie it much of Shabbos, and we can leave it till Sunday, or even this is a kesher that's made to last more than 1 day. Now over there, the Pashas is a kesher you made before Shabbos. The kesher, you're going to untie much of Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you can untie it on Shabbos. The Chur, that's more than 24 hours. The Mishnah Berurah is calling the Prima Egel, is calling the Prima Godim, that's going on this halacha right over here, of the Gedder of the early Shabbos, 24 hours. It's not my kesher, the Chur, this is kesher. He says more than 24 hours. Tosam Lachas answers, no, I'm talking about when you tie the around the oven, around the thing of Chubakaka on Shabbos, which is not the Pashas. Sorry, not sure exactly how to answer that kasha. Sounds like you do it Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos is also less than 1 day. Not sure why. Kasha. So again, what comes out of the first Mahalach Rashi Mahalach is that we have Lo'olam is Chayiv. The Zman is part of Al Osir, which again is from 7 to La'ilam, or from maybe one day, and less than one day, less than 24 hours, is going to be Mutar. That's first Shita. Second Shita in the Sugya, the Rambam of the Rif, on Haber Rishonim go this way. They tell you that there are really two things going on over here. There's something called how long for it to last, and the type of kesher that you're making. Something of the type of kesher really depends if you're Uman or a Hedyot. How long for it to last? If it's La'ilam, with a Uman be chayiv, less than that you won't be chayiv. Therefore, the way that we shouldn't understand, if it's both Sai Uman and Sai La'ilam, the law is be chayiv. If it's one without the other, that means it's Uman with not Shel Kayama. Or if it's the case of Hedyot with Shel Kayama, be part of Al-Asr. If it's neither one, it's not Shel Kayama. It's not Uman, it'll be Mutter. Those are three levels according to the Rambam. Again, the Gemara is very clear, three levels. Their three levels is, as the Bialakha starts off with Akdama, that both Chayiv, one without the other part of Al-Asr, and neither one be Mutter. Now, when you look at the Rif granted, it seems to leave out one of these aspects. The Rambam is very clear that says both of them be part of Al-Asr. You have one without the other. Now, we read the Rif says, if you have both of them be Chayiv, if you have a case of a Hedyot that's Mikayim, be part of Al-Asr. Neither one be mutter. He left out, what happens if you have a case of a Uman, if not Shel Kayama? He left out that case. So the Beis Yosef says, I'll bring you a Raya that even the Rif holds that a Maisa Uman, not Shel Kayama, be a part of a Lasser. What's the Raya? He says the Gemara. The Gemara says a case of the Chum Torah, the Katri. You have a case of by a shoe that was put inside, that was in between the case that by an Alayim. Now that case is a case of an Uman, not Shel Kayama, and still is the case, part of Al-Asr. So we have in Pushi Gemara, the Uman, not Shel Kayama, part of Al-Asr. They just knock away the Raya, the Magi and the Torbings knocks away the Raya. You can look in the Meiri, and the Rav Mishnayis, they look at the case of Umkura, it's not a case of Uman, and not Shel Kayama. Again, it's Shel Kayama, it's a case of, and it is a case of a Hedyot, it's Shel Kayama. So there's no clear Raya from the Gemara. The Goyin has two other Rayas, he wants to bring a Raya. That's clear that even the Rif agrees in a case of Uman. How and it's a case of not Shel Kayama be part of Al-Asr. He says one from the Mishnah after Rav Yigimel Ben Aleph, the fact that Yehuda says Kol Kesher Shein Lo Shel Kayama is not Chayiv, says Taisha is not Chayiv part of Al-Asr. It's not Shel Kayim. Why is it part of Al-Asr? It must be a case of Uman. It's not Shel Kayama. And the second way he says is a case by the Gomel that what happens? You have one rope wrapped around the rope that's inside his nose. The Gemara's case is a part of Al-Asr. Now what's that case? That case is Lechura and not Shel Kayama. You can untie it. Yes, so it's part of Al-Asr. According to the Rif, why is part of Al-Asr? So before Shikamara that says you have a case that is a case of Uman, but not Shel Kayama, it's part of Al-Asr. That's the Goyin's Raya. Now the Raya Yeshlotin, because it really depends, how do you understand the side of the Rambam? Okay, we have the Rambam of the Rif Shito that says both is going to be Chayiv, one without the other is part of Al-Asr, and neither one is Mutter. According to the Rambam, what happens if you made a Kesher, let's say, for 1 month? 1 month. Is 1 month Lichl in La'ilam? And therefore you do Uman and a 1 month Bechayev. Or is one Kesher Nichol and do a Kesher for a month is Nichol Liyoyim. And therefore you a Uman and Liyoyim is going to be part of Al-Asr. Well no, let's say a Kesher 1 month is Din Rabbanon. The Rambam left out Lizman. The Rambam has a case what? That Kesher Kiyama is going to be Chayev. A Kesher Nakol Shel Kiyama Liyoyim is going to be a Din Rabbanon when it's Uman without Uman be Mutter. What happens when you have a case of Lizman? What's the Rambam hold a case of Lizman is? Is Lizman Nichol Geged V'Lo'ilam? Or is Lizman Nichol Geged V'Lo'yim? Or is Lizman no, Din D'Rabbanon? What is Lizman according to the Rambam? You have three options. What Lizman is according to the Rambam? So the Beis Yosef is very clear, and the Mishmur writes it over and over like four different times. It says according to the Rambam, there is no Ged of Lizman. There's no such thing as Lizman. Lizman and Lo'yim is the same thing. Therefore, if you make a knot for 5 months, 6 months, a year, until Uman, what's the Lacha says in Mishnah Berurah to the Rabbanim? Why the Ged of Lizman is a case of Liyoyim, same thing. The only thing the Rambam has is a Ged of Loilam. That's what the Rambam has. According to the Mishnah Berurah, writes over and over, the Prima Godim, very place can go this way. They say it's very clear that way. Avtal Hasheni. Oh, so the Kesher Kiyama, according to him, means Loilam. The Kayim means Loilam. So the Issachar would do the Lashon Rambam, but they say it must be La'ilam. I'm not mamash straight on one of the words. It means La'ilam. No, the two to be chayv the two. Part of loss is one. But Kesher Kiyama Kodesh means La'ilam. La'ilam is La'ilam. The Zman is Liyoyim. The how with the Issa Kasha, a couple of Kashas, one of the Rambam Pesha Mishnayas, he goes on explaining, he says, when it's not Shal Kiyomo, he did not bring down the in of Uman. Not Shal Kiyomo, it says Potah Velasar. In fact, not Shal Kiyomo is Potah Velasar. Why? If it's not Uman, it should be Motor. Therefore, void the Rambam Mishnayas from Kivegas Akasha, the Rambam Mishnayas to Mishnah Aleph, but over here he says, once again, he goes like the Rambam. If you have both, Bichayev. One without the other, Potah Velasar, neither one's Motor. Yet in Mishnah Beis, he explains what's the case of the Mishnah that's going to be a Dindu Rabbanon. He says, when it's a Kesh, not Lizman, we part of a Loser. Fredim Kivheger, part of a Loser? Why? The mice has to be Dafk Luumon. You left out the words Luumon. So the effect of Kivheger on the son of Mishnais, on the Rav Mishnais, you left out the words of Lizman. You are saying that it's part of a Loser when Sam Lizman. So if you read the Shulda Gevorim clearly, slowly, he's before Shulda Gevorim writes, it's part of a loser. Shulda Gevorim writes black and white, and so does Meiri, that even in the Rambam Shito, when it's Lizman be a din Rabbanon. Lizman is the Rabbanon, just like Rashi is Lizman the Rabbanon, a Zman and a Hedit to be the Rabbanon. So we have the Mishabur Shito, Zman and a Hedit is Mutter. We have the Meiri Shulda Gevorim, Pash the Rambam Pesh Mishnayis, Lizman and a Hedit be a din Rabbanon. The third Shito, the Taz, when he starts off, according to Rambam, he says there's no chiluk between the Zman or the Olam, only the chiluk between the Yom and more than that. Says the Taz, that if it's the Yom, according to Rambam, will be a Din Rabbanon, if it's with the case of Uman, more than that will be a case of Daraiso. Says the Taz, that the Zman with the Uman will be Din Daraiso. And Be'ik, if you look at Kiva Ege Mishnayis, when he asks the Kash and the Rav, his words are, according to the Rav, there's no chiluk between Kaima Lagamri and Kaima Ktas. They're both the same Malacha, even Lizman be a Din Deraiso. Kiva Ege is saying, even according to the Rav, Lizman is like a Deraiso. That's the Pasha of the Taz. Rav Nezer says it's a Doichik. The Chaim Noah says it's Lav Dafka in the Taz. But the words of the Taz, Lefaneno, is that the Rav holds that anything more than Liyoyim is the same thing as La'olam. Kivega is before Shavuot. Kivega says Mishnayis. If you're Rav Mishnayis, how can we help you Lizman al Oilam? They're the same thing. Lizman al Oilam are the same thing. That means they both have the get of Oilam. So we start off. So we're saying Akasha. What is Pshat the Rambam? We says get of Lizman. Zman mean Oilam. Zman mean Liyoma. Zman din Rabbanon. We have three different options among the Mefarshim. The way the Mishavua and the way place can go, Lizman is like Liyoim, and therefore Lizman with the head will be Motor. You have Mahalach of the Shulda Gevorim clearly the Zman with the head will be din Rabbanon. And then they have Kiveg in the Taz, the Zman with the case of Uman will be Dinderaiso. To stick with the easier way, the proportion not going much easier. Because if you have a Zman with the Uman, according to the first two Mahalchim, only be Derabonim. According to Kiveg, it will be a case of Deraiso. Either Zman. Zman is either Liyoim. Zman is either l'olam or Zman is either rabbanon. Now, I mean, let's say it's Zman with the case of a hediot. According to one mahalach, it's mutter. According to one mahalach, it's rabbanon. The other two mahalachim is also right. They switch over. What happened? You have Zman with Uman. Three different mahalachim in the Rambam. Now, this is again confusing. All loud blank faces. We'll stick l'alach and mishnebura. The mishnebura says the get of the Rambam is the Zman has the get of the yoim. Only l'olam and Uman will be the raiso. And Lizman, in the case of a Uman, be a case of the Rabbanon. Leave it simple on Mishavua, Prim Gonim, bring it down three different times this way. That's the Gedder. Fine, what does the Gedder mean? What is Lizman according to the Rambam? What's the Gedder of Uman according to the Rambam? So everyone saw the Shulda Gevorim. He himself writes either clearly or within the Sopik. Depends how you read the Shulda Gevorim. But he says, Maskon is anything that's very tight, Kesher Omitz or Hodokative. That's Nichal the Ged of a Uman, and therefore, according to the Rambam, Chayiv, anything less than that won't be a case of a Hedyot. Therefore, the example, the Shulda Gevorim, the Rambam brings down, you have a case of Keshel Gabi Kesher, one knot on top of another knot. That's the Nichal the Ged of Kesher Omitz, and therefore, Nichal the Ged of a Uman. Well, that's the definition of Uman. A third Shita in the Sugyo is the Reim Shita. Kamung the Reim, brought down by the Beis Yosef, and we'll see the Mishmur brings it down. The Reim says that the case of the Gemara by Nalayim and Sandalayim is if it's, you have das leivul oilam and it is l'oilam is din deraiso. You have das for l'zman, but sometimes you might change your mind for l'oilam, that's exeret rabbanon. But let's say there's no chance of you changing it. For example, you tie your shoes, and there's no way you can leave al-aylam. There's no way, because you have to untie it to take off your shoes. That'll be mutter. You plan to leave for a month, for 6 months, says Shilton Gavarim Kod Reim, no problem, to leave for a year. But since you have to untie it, and there's no way of changing your mind to leave al-aylam, it's mutter. Mutter even Rabbanim. The whole Gzeir Drabbanim is only it's possible to change your mind and to leave it al-aylam, that'll be nichol together of a Gzeir Drabbanim. In the case you can't, let's say in the case you can't. No one changes their mind, the derech not change your mind. The derech, no one does, let's say no one does. Even though it's possible, if no one does, it's nichol, there's no gzera. The whole gzera is, since people do change their mind, and they'll see this not, and look at it, maybe it's nichol negedev al-aylam, they even make gzera drab on them. But this not, everyone looks at it, no one sees it, can leave al-aylam, because everyone undoes it. There's no gzera over here. Therefore, you can leave it for a year, but everyone knows it can be untied within the year, it's mutla l'chadchila. That's his gedra. So again, his gedra is what? La'ilam is deraisa. Shema nimlach, you might change your mind, be nechel in the case of Rabbanon. Otherwise, this man is motor. A year is the ma'aseh is motor. Now, this gzeirah he's saying is, Pashas is a gzeirah to la'ilam. Let's say you want to tie your shoe for today, and maybe you change your mind from this man. Is there a nechel gzeirah for that also? So Pashas among the Rishonim is no ma'amokum, this gzeirah to otto as man. The only kasha I have is the Chayodim in the Sefer Zichur Taras Moshe makes a gzeil as man. And the Chavetz Chaim in the Sefer Machni Yisrael makes a gzeil as man. The problem is the Mishnah Berurah by us writes gzeil oilam. And the Chayodim himself writes gzeil oilam. They're not exactly sure where in the world, maybe it's a, I don't know, toys. I'm not sure what to say with them. Pashas is, what? Let's say you tie your shoe for one day. But maybe you change your mind, leave it for a week, 2 weeks. Make zero auto drop. Make zero auto. No, first of all, small zero. Zero number one. Yeah. Number two is no more mocking the sugya. The gemara, the reims, the whole mahalach is zero auto loylam. They write zero is man. Those are the words the chayodim and the zechutar smosha and the matnis. Not sure what happened over there. They write zero is man. Yeah. Or avnezer is cash. Quotes zero zero. Fine. So we have three different mahalachim among the sugya. Again, we have the Rambam, the Imam Rashi, and the Reim. Aloch of the Meister, the Mechaber brings down the Rambam. The Ramah brings down Rashi, and the Mishabu, and Sekon Lama Dalad, and the Mechakelim at the end of the Simen bring down the Reim Shito. That means all three Shitas are brought down Aloch of the Meister. We're choshev for all three. Now, Agam, the Ramah starts off saying, Mechaber brings down the Rambam Shito, brings down the Yesh Oimim, and brings down then Rashi Shito. Now, there is always a Shiloh, what is a cloud when you have a Stam Yesh Oimim? That means in the Mechaber, when he says a Stam V'yesh Oimim, the Ikka is like the Stam. The Ramah has a Stam V'yesh Oimim, the Ikka is the Stam. What happens if the Mechaber writes a Stam, and the Ramah writes the Yesh Oimim? Is the Ikka the Stam, or the Ikka the Yesh Oimim? The Ma'aseh is the Machlokes Klal Yapsak, Yad Malachis, Teichemed. Not in the real negate to us, because read the Ramah by us, he's very clear. After he brings down the Yesh Oimim, he passes, goes on, he says, what is the Chaynoigim? They were not to be choshish for let's go on the Rambam Shita. Pashas is the Meiser. Pashas sounds like over here that he's choshish the Meiser both Shita, Sai Rashi, Sai the Rambam, and therefore we're choshish both Shitas Lalach LaMeiser. Now, in this Geddon, Maisa, once you go to all these sheets over here, going to all three different sheets of Loch Lamaisa, come on the Bialoch and starts off. What is the definition of La'ilam? Vada Oilam means La'ilam. Who is Oilam do you go after? Do you go after the Stam, what the Siba of the Nat should be La'ilam? Or do you go after a Svar Chitzayna, outside factor to make it something La'ilam? Biradover, come on the back and the Taz, the words are very clear. They write, and let's say I plan to untie the Nat, we go after my Das. That means, even though, let's say you make a Nat, the knot usually is made la'olam. I decide to untie it for whatever reason I want to untie it for. It's nichol together. Will be mutamiyad. Based upon this, come along the achrenim, and this kasher. Pimgolim says, the Gemara says, by case of tzitzis, that a person cannot tie his tzitzis on Shabbos, make a kasher. For the Pimgolim, why can he make a kasher? Have a das to untie it on Shabbos. So Pimgolim has a tirotzim, but he greets the aside that what's the get of a knot? The knot is not. Everyone ties tzitzis really is la'olam. Except you can make the tzitzis be lizman. You can make it liyoyim be mutter. Kivegi es a kasher of the Gemara Erevin. The Gemara Erevin says, what happens if you have a kinar, a harp in the base of Mikdosh? The string is broke. The Gemara discusses, how can you tie the strings together and make a kasher? Instead of Kivegi, what's the problem? Just tie the harp, the strings together on Shabbos, with a das to undo it on Shabbos, right after Shabbos. What's the problem? Or the and therefore he has kasher, he blives tochir. The Minchas Chinuch discusses the case of Batitzis, he wants to answer. The reason why Batitzis also, it's a migoy. What's the chal of the shem keshem mitzat titzis? It's chal keshem mitzat Shabbos. We want to answer either it's mitzat makar patish. Or the Ben Ishchai discusses how in the world he ever chayav skilu mitzat kosher. Maisa, maybe he had a das untied that day. I have no way, it's a case of oilam of amazes. So from all these ma'amakoymis, the Mishmur discusses, we see from the Bach and Taz, from Godim, Kiveka, they held the Gedda of Lo'ilam as even though the Napa Etzim should be Lo'ilam, Titzis is Lo'ilam, Kino is Lo'ilam. If I chose to undo it during that day, or make it Lizman, be Mutter. I chose to do it Lizman, make it Dinner Abonim. We look at the person's Das, so we don't look at the Kesher in and of itself. Look at the person's Das. That's the Bach and Taz. Atzel Hasheni, the Mishmur is Marach, and says, not the way, he disagrees. He said, the Soid of a Kesher is you look at the Kesher. You don't look at your das, look at the Matzias. Is this a kesher made la'olam or not? And therefore you want to say, what's the pshat in tzitzis? Why? Because be'etzim tzitzis la'olam. What is pshat in kiva ega kinor? Why? Because kesher is be'etzim la'olam. Why? We look at the kesher in Matzias is la'olam. What do you do with the kasher of Asura? Fine, the Ben Ishchai, different ways to answer these different kashers, but the Maisa, he says that the gedru is, he has arrived from the base mayor, he brings it down from. The Beis Meir says it clearly, the Gedda of a Kesher is not mitzad Yudas, it's mitzad the Metzias. So you have G'dolei Achronim again, what defines the Kesher L'Olam? Does it go after Yudas, or does it go after the Metzias of the Kesher? The Mishnah Berurah and Numas Achronim say it goes after the Kesher, look at the Metzias of the Kesher. And the Bach Anta says you go after the Das of the person. Take it the other way around, make it more practical. We're saying over here, we have Yisrael, do we go after a person's Das, or do we go after the Matthias of the Kesher? That's Mitzah L'Chumra. What about Mitzah L'Kula, the other way around? Let's stick with the Mishmurah. Here's the Mahalach, here's we go after the Matthias of the Kesher. Let's say the Matthias of the Kesher is really to be done on one, undone on one day. But you choose now, your Das to do a La'ilam. Do you look at your Das? Or do you look at the Matthias of the Kesher make be undone on one day? For example, let's say everyone undoes a shoe within one day. Your Das is to leave your shoe La'ilam. What's pshat in the Mishnah Berurah when it comes to arguing the Bach and Taz? Is pshat in the Mishnah Berurah as butler died to Eitzik Elodim? We do not look at you, we don't care about you, look at the Matthias or not. Therefore, just like we'll say it l'chumra against the Bach and Taz, we'll say it l'kula, that what if you don't look at your das leave your shul oilam, your das of a shul to make it untied, the das of a shul Matthias is made to be untied, therefore we do not go after your das, look at das b'nei Adam. No, what he says in the Mishnah Berurah is we don't look at outside factors, we look at the not. The outside factor by a case of a kosher is be'etzim tzitzis made to be la'olam. You have a reason to untie it on Shabbos, therefore what would you do? You would untie on Shabbos, not be over the issur of case of tzitzis. You have an outside reason to untie, not mitzah the kesher, mitzah you want to be over the issur. You're going to untie the kino, why mitzah not be over the issur? Is the yisoid of the Mishnah Berurah, if you don't look at outside factors, look at the not, or the yisoid of the Mishnah Berurah is bottle daita etzik kolodim? So read the Beis Meir clearly. He says the Yisrael that Mishmur is quoting down is that we don't look. It's not mitzah butler died to Eitzik Kolodom. We look mitzah the Kesher Shavoy. Therefore, if your das is to make the Kesher La'olam, everyone else is not the way. Who cares? Might the Kesher not made La'olam? And therefore, even it's a deraiso. Well, let's take it a step further. We're saying by La'olam is din deraiso. What happens if the Kesher is made Lizman? Everyone makes it Lizman, and you choose to make it Liyoyim. You choose to make it Liyoyim. This whole time, Mishnah Berurah that says we do not look at your das, you look at the Matthias of the Kesher. He's saying it by the case of Deraisa. What about the case of Rabbanon? By the case of Rabbanon, what do you say in such a case? Is he also Mishnah Berurah going to be Machmor or not? So, you look at the Beis Meir before Shavuot, he's saying aside by case of La'olam, aside by case of Rabbanon, he says we never look at your das, you always look at the Kesher. Now, those who disagree, Meskeret HaShulchan, Mincha Shabbos, is not the way. They say we look at the Maisa, then we do look at your das. Have the Pasha of the Swam go like the Beis Meir, the Mishmur is bringing down, you always look at the Kesher. Therefore, for example, take one simple case. Let's say your Das is the Maisa, people untie and tie the shoes every time. Let's say you're the person who does not untie your shoe. You leave it from week to week, you're Tam HaChochem, you're not a Mephonik, the Maisa you leave from week to week. What happens on Shabbos, the kids untie your shoes? Can you tie your shoe on Shabbos? Two questions. One question is, let's say you derech is l'oilam. I'll give you a partial example. My derech is, I tie my shoes and leave l'oilam. What I have shoes that I tie, my wife likes it better. They tie the shoelaces. I myself like slip-ons. I don't want to, fine. So I tie my shoes and leave l'oilam. A couple of Shabbos ago, my kids untied my shoes. Can I tie my shoes on Shabbos? Can I tie my shoes on Shabbos? L'chura, I have, if you go the Pshad in the Mishnah Berurah, even though l'oilam is to do it day by day, But my the side of the Mishmuk in the base mayor is not that's Butler died to Itzik Lodim. The side we do not look at outside factors. Maisa, I cannot tie my shoe on Shabbos. Not only that, let's say a person is derech to leave a shoe from week to week. And his kids untie your shoes on Shabbos. According to the base mayor, also you cannot tie your shoe on Shabbos. Why? Because you look at the kesh. The kesh of Etzim is made from week to week. Let's say, for example, your tie is derech to from do it every 6 months you do it for. Every yontif you untie, a retie your tie. If your derech is always that way, again, that's the question. What is Pshat the Mishmur? Is he doing the derech Olam? Is it Butler Daita Eskalodim? Look at Simcha Bottom of the Makia. He brings down this Chakir. What's he said over here? Is he said a Butler Daita Eskalodim? You look at the base mace, it's not the way. Look at the Mishmur. The Chodeshon example of shoes is the Chodeshon. His example says, let's say your derech is to leave your shoe for Lizman. It's an example of Lizman, because who leaves it for Olam? Fine. But let's say you leave it for Olam. His derech is, says, so circles of the said over here is what? We do not look at outside factors. The mice is the Keshul Olam. If you cannot tie on Shabbos, then we get involved. How can you walk outside with the shoe untied? The mice have a problem with Talit Tzah. Shabbai say outside Tzah, he says it's possible your shoe has no problem with Talit Tzah. So it comes out the mice that a person who, if you understand the Mahalach of the Mishnah Berurah, is not mitzah bala daita etzik lodom, is mitzah the keshub etzim is made la'olam, and I can make my Isman la'olam. Never comes out, I cannot tie my shoe on Shabbos. Kaka, I walked around untied shoes. What can I do? Tell my kids all the time I have to do it. I think it's a joke. They think that he says, not to untie it. The mice, if they untie it, I can't tie it on Shabbos. Why? Because if my derech is Isman, whether it's a tie or a shoe, or my derech is la'olam, certainly I'm an Isser. The Gemara says they're bottom. It's not. The Mephunix untie the shoes. Now, this Indian of tying a shoe, or tying a tie, we'll have to really get back to in Sifei. Let's say you tie your tie, and sometimes you untie it that day, and sometimes you don't. Let's say you tie your shoe. Sometimes you untie that day. Sometimes you go from Shabbos to Shabbos. That means, for example, person wakes up Shabbos morning, he ties his shoe, and his derech is always to slip it off and leaves next week. There's always his derech. The chura only makom aser. The chura you even nisik to everybody because more than seven. It's more than 6 days. It's more than 6 24-hour periods. The ma'aser you cannot do that. But let's say sometimes he ties his shoe Shabbos morning and he unties him on Shabbos, and sometimes he doesn't. Yesh v'yesh. Is he allowed to tie his shoe on Shabbos or not? Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. He's coming along with Taz, and Taz is causing this question. The Taz is going Aleph. He says, what's Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says, Rabbanon, what do Rabbanon do? They tie their shoes Shabbos morning, they untie it Friday night. That's the getter, that's Osir. So how do the Rabbanon do it? The Gemara is saying, what is Osir? The Rabbanon is Osir. They tie the shoe according to the Reish Shabbos morning, and they untie it Friday night. And they bring it right from here. They take showers, they go to Mikvah Teskav, and find different rites they want to get involved with. How they go. They obviously they didn't go to the mikveh every single day. That's one of the rides they bring from the sugya. Fine, but the maisa, the even isser, what happened over here? How the even isser? So come along the Tazen says no. Pshat is over here that the rabbanon most of the time they do that way, but sometimes they're on time on Shabbos. Since sometimes they would do it in the case of rabbanon, when some suffik it's mutter. See, even though usually or most of the time they leave it to the next week. But since sometimes they'll undo it, it's mutter. It's daimata sabda banan, sabda banan mice is mutter. Therefore, you want to make your, let's say you hold your tie as mutter, or you put on your shoes. The mice, if sometimes you untie it before she ties its mutter, ties the grass, and numata chun bring it down. There are those who disagree. Nesivas Chaim on the side of the Taz says in the right of the Gemara. The case of the Gemara is the example is a shoe that Chum did, and their shoe they did by case of Aniva. They made Aniva lav kashu and sifei. Well, the case my Mordechai wants to answer is Simba Alma, or the way the Nashon wants to answer, they did not do a real kashu, or the untied at Mot Shabbos, they retied at Mot Shabbos, different ways to answer this kashu. They want to say no right for the Gemara. Fine, Yesh Lodin. Ava most Achonim go, mice like the Taz and the Graz, they tie up once the Sophic, if you can untie it now, the mice is mutter. So it comes out, if a person is sometimes ties a shoe Shabbos morning and leaves it, mice it's mutter. Why Sophic, Taz, and Graz is mutter? However, it's not sometimes, if it's always going to be also, if it's always leave from week to week, or from month to month, l'churi, or even isser, and if your kids on tie, l'churi cannot tie on Shabbos. If we leave l'olam, certainly cannot do it. L'olam can do it mitzad two reasons. One, mitzad the b'alacha, and v'oidi, ends off b'alacha says, even when tie like the bach and taz, still your even isser up on what about the reim? The Reim says that something that is the derech du lizman and shem nimlach leave the oilam yoyven nesu derabbanon. Therefore, the Mishabur says even the coin of bach and tazuk kiva eger of prima godim anyway give oyven nesu derabbanon. You have no heter over here. Even the bach and tazuk saying oyven nesu derabbanon. What do you upon the Reim shita shem nimlach leave the oilam? So therefore, the whole machlokes bach and taz versus Mishabur is in the rice of derabbanon. And Mishua holds it in the rice. That means if you're derech in the tayi shul olam and your kids untied and you turn on Shabbos, you're even it's the rice of skilo. Even it's the rice of skilo. That's what the mechaber means. Why people don't know this halacha? You have your zara. Might say even it's the rice of skilo. What? Fine. We'll continue next time. The b'mamshich still sif aleph. More to go through sif aleph. Also, we'll go through sif beis and sif gimel. And Beis Hashem, tomorrow, the ending of Matas Lav Yoinim, Mishnechus Av, Marv Mesim, Adar.